there's a construction project underway in Alexander County. For some, the project is about racism. For others, Southern heritage. Mega Confederate flags have been going up on private property along highways in North Carolina. The group that puts them up says it's in response to Confederate monuments that have come down across the country. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Six men maneuver a 50-foot flagpole onto a concrete base in Larry Mitchell's backyard along State Highway 90 in Alexander County. It will be home to a 10-by-15-foot Confederate flag.
And hope to see many more. But I got the first.
The first in Alexander County. But it's one of 11 that the Sons of Confederate Veterans have put up in six counties northwest of Charlotte since last year, says Smitty Smith, a member of the local chapter of the Sons of Confederate Veterans.
We'll put a flag at every county on I-40 all the way across the state.
You know, you got to get 77, too.
You got one on 95. If anybody got the place for them, we'll slap them up.
He won't say how much they cost. Smith is insistent it isn't about offending people.
These people are saying to take these down. They're not from the South. The South has been infiltrated, and these liberals have come down here. You're looking at newspapers, everything, government. Look at the governors. Look at the people who are elected. They're not from the South. They don't have Southern values. We do.
What are the Southern values?
We want to be left alone. Leave us alone. Just leave us alone. You know, we'll be fine. But no, North had to come down here.
Another mega flag has gone up in neighboring Catawba County, where Jerry McCombs has lived most of his life. He has a different view.
I know it's there. I know what it represents. I know who it represents. So I'm just being careful what I say and what I do when I go by that area.
McCombs is the president of the Catawba County NAACP. He says he lives near that other flag, a much larger one that's 20 feet by 30 feet along Highway 16.
People are upset and thinking. They're upset, and they really think it's embarrassing to Catawba County to see those flags go up. They really think it's embarrassing because, and this is not just minority. This is white people also to call and tell me. Our county is not like this.
McCombs says he's happy to see Confederate monuments come down across the country because, to him, the Confederate flag represents hatred. And since the Sons of Confederate Veterans say the large flag displays are in response to monuments coming down, McCombs says,
if that's their thing to put up every time monuments go down, I hope they continue to raise some money, because my understanding, those flags and all that stuff ain't cheap. And we're trying to push the government to take as many monuments out as they can.
Large Confederate flags would deter Evita Robinson from traveling. She's the founder of Nomadness, a website and community of travelers, mostly women of color. Her website has been referred to as the modern-day Green Book, a guide during the Jim Crow era that told black travelers where it was and wasn't safe to go. Robinson has heard about the flags going up, and to her, a millennial, it's a reminder of America's racist history.
It is scary because it's not this elusive kind of idea and concept and something that we quote unquote went through. We are very much going through it now, and we've got to face this thing like head on, and it is in our face more than it has been.
Back in Alexander County, Mitchell is giddy while watching the flag go up. It dwarfs the smaller one on his property and the one on his left shoulder.
The shape of Alexander County, the scorpion is my birth sign, and the Confederate flag in it. So there I got my Southern heritage, Alexander County, plus the scorpion.
As the flag is hoisted, Mitchell is in awe.
Don't that look good?
Woo! I'm gonna go by blowing.
Ain't been up 2 minutes. People done blowing at it.
Sons of Confederate Veterans member Smitty Smith says he expects to put up more. He says he's getting slammed with requests. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.